The purpose is to sharpen the student's reasoning methods and procedures at the very outset by pointing out some of the commonest sorts of errors in reasoning which people commit. The goal is to clear your mental slate in advance, in effect, of a whole host of different types of error, in part to make sure that you yourself recognize them and therefore don't commit them in your own thoughts or statements, and in part to be able to defend yourself in argument against other people who commit them directed toward you. So in effect, this is at the outset an armament of intellectual self-defense. If you really know what these fallacies are, then you can be alert for them, both in the statements of yourself and of others. And if other people commit them, you don't then have to rely just on an uneasy feeling that there's something wrong with what he said, but you don't know specifically what. You can smile in the face of someone committing one of these fallacies. You can see clearly what it is, and you can just look at him and say, oh, that's argumentum ad ignorantium, that's petitio principii, etc., which has a devastating effect on at least some irrationals.
The world is under attack at this very moment.
Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 54. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. This show is being released on Monday, November 30th, 2009. My interview with Rabbi Weiss was recorded on November 11th, 2009. And that bit at the beginning there was Leonard Peikoff on logical analysis, and we must address logical fallacies and false arguments from the outset to neutralize emotional responses. These ideas were also covered in part in my talks with Gino Denning on the trivium and the quadrivium, a great prerequisite to today's show. So make sure you investigate the message and then apply the rules of logic. Go to www.nizkor.org/features/fallacies for more information on logical fallacies from Dr. Michael Labozier. What is truth and what is propaganda? Tonight we'll be discussing what is probably the single most controversial subject in the world today, Zionism. What is Zionism and why is it important to understand? Is anti-Zionism related to anti-Semitism? Are Zionists attempting to take over the world, or is it just good business? Does the state of Israel have the right to exist? What are the local and global consequences of Zionism? What is the real purpose behind groups like the ADL? And are all Jews Zionists, and do all Jews support Israel? What is AIPAC? This is the other side of the story that you won't hear on the mainstream news, or for that matter, just about any place else. In the name of free speech and stirring controversy and thinking outside the box, my guest is Rabbi Yisrael Dovid Weiss from Naturi Karta to discuss Zionism and the end of Israel. Rabbi Weiss is the man who gave President Ahmadinejad of Iran an award for not being a racist and for understanding the real dangers of Zionism. This is an interview that counters just about everything we've been told about Israel and Zionism and Iran in the mainstream media. So lay your emotional arguments and childlike responses aside and put on your thinking caps, because I've got one heck of a show for you. And please leave your prejudices at the door. And I'm also going to post up a video of Rabbi Weiss giving Ahmadinejad the award on the podcast page, which is gnosticmedia.podomatic.com, and you can check out the video there of Ahmadinejad and Rabbi Weiss and several other rabbis together in New York. And John Allegro's book, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross, is now in print, and many of you that pre-ordered your copies from the website have probably already started receiving the softcover edition. The hardback edition has not yet started shipping, but I hope those will be shipping by midweek around December 1st. And Allegro's book was one of the most controversial books written in the last century and is back in print for the first time in more than 25 years. So make sure you get your copy. And the 40th anniversary edition is updated with a foreword by Judith Ann Brown and an addendum by Professor Carl A.P. Ruck of Boston University, who is one of the original founders of the field of ethnomycology and the inventor of the word entheogen. And it also includes a preface by yours truly. Upcoming shows, Michael Sarion will be on to discuss the trees of knowledge and the role of women and mushrooms in ancient religion, and that will be next week. The following week will be James Orrick, who will be on to discuss his new book, Tryptamine Palace. And Stephen Zarlinga from the American Monetary Institute will be back on for his second interview with me. And then after that, we'll have Josh Homan on, who will be here to discuss his recent studies on ayahuasca in Peru. And then Robert Forte, the author of Entheogens and the Future of Religion. And then following that will be Steve Bayer from Singing to the Plants. And we still need help with transcriptions if you'd like to volunteer. So please contact me if you have any spare time. And you can contact me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And I've already mentioned the last few weeks that Annie Arts Crafts has now got a link on the store page on the Gnostic Media website. And she is helping with 50% of anything you purchase from her site. She'll donate to Gnostic Media, as well as the Kaylee's handmade Amanita muscaria Christmas ornaments that are available there as well. And if you'd like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to GnosticMedia.com and click on the button on the top left of the website. And donations this week, my love and thanks goes out to James, Matthew, Patrick, and Brandon for their donations. This show is dedicated to all of you, so thank you so much. And next week, I have to pay Podomatic a $250 hosting fee for all of the shows for the podcast service for the next year so that we don't have to remove any of the episodes from the servers, so I can really use everyone's donations to help cover this bill, especially during the holiday season. So again, please go to the Gnostic Media website and make a donation. And this show is mostly run on donations. We are not corporate media. We are independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering one of the books or DVDs or the Shihura members audio archives from the website, you help us continue our programming. And without your help, we would cease to be here. And as I've been saying for the last couple of months on the show, we're offering everyone a 25% discount off of most items on the Gnostic Media website for the DVDs, the Shihura members audio archives, and my books. That excludes John Allegro's book, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. And, of course, my love and thanks goes out to everyone who has ordered something or made a donation, and we really thank you for your support. And the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. Again, please apply the trivium and critical thinking and understanding of rhetoric and argumentation in understanding the information that you receive, not only here, but anywhere in your daily life. And if you'd like to go to the Gnostic Media website, the website is GnosticMedia.com. That's G-N-O-S-T-I-C Media.com. And once again, you can contact me at contact@GnosticMedia.com. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support. Well, I'm here with Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, and I'm really excited to have you on the show, Rabbi. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be on your show. And with God's help, I hope that we can accomplish our mutual purpose, which is to bring peace to the world and to sanctify God's name.
And, well, why don't you start out with telling us a little bit about who you are? Who are you as a person? You know, your background. Where'd you grow up? That sort.